Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You are listening to The Steve Cochran Show, and he is off today celebrating the holiday weekend. I'm Patty Vasquez, and I host The Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Dawes Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Unless there's a sporting event like the Blackhawks, the White Sox, or the Wildcats, in which case we come on after the game until 1 a.m. And in that time slot, I actually used to host even later. I started featuring musicians because our good friends from the Bitter Jester Battle of the Bands reached out to us and said, hey, we have these great high schoolers and even some grade schoolers who were performing in this incredible festival. And the very first musician I ever had is our guest right now, Tess Claire, who I met when she was a sophomore in high school. She went on to study at Interlochen and is now down in Nashville. We'll find out more about what she's been up to. I know that she's recently released her very first single, which you can find everywhere online. Here she is. Here is Tess Claire with Lovey.
Will you wrap me up like the first night we were lost in it all? Will you take me in like the first night, like we're strangers again? I've been on stage singing it will be okay. Will you be in the seats when I'm done? We've been waiting so long. 7 damn years we've been holding on. We've been holding on, I know. Lovey, lovey, it's not easy, but my love, you're still my love. Lovey, lovey, it's not easy, but my love, you're still my love. Will it feel the same 6 weeks when I'm back in your arms? Are we just being dumb as an ocean in between is too much? I've been on stage singing it will be okay. Will you be in the seats when I'm done? We've been waiting so long. 7 damn years we've been holding on. We've been holding on, I know. Lovey, lovey, it's not easy, but my love, you're still my love. Lovey, lovey, it's not easy, but my love, you're still my love. Ooh, ooh. To you, but these shoes can't get me there on time. Wish I was there with you. If only I was. Lovey, lovey, it's not easy, but my love, you're still my love. Ooh, ooh. Still my love.
Unbelievable. That's Tess Claire with Lovey. We're going to talk to her in just a few moments. Before we take a break, I also want to welcome to studio Senator Dan Katowski, who is now the president and CEO of ChildServe, recently named to J.B. Pritzker's transition team for families throughout the state of Illinois. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm honored. It's an honor to be here.
Aww.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm a little sore.
Why?
We lost our Turkey Bowl game.
You played football yesterday? Okay.
Why don't be so surprised.
No, I'm
so
always
shocking.
My friends have been. I was a lifeguard at North Avenue Beach way back when, and we have a turkey bowl every year, and we have for a long time. I've never played in the turkey bowl.
This is the 74th. It predates me, obviously. The 74th Turkey Bowl for Anne, my wife's family. It's the Dempsey Family Turkey Bowl.
And
next year will be 75.
Wow.
For those who are good at math.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. And Tess Claire joins us in studio. So
Hi.
Lovely to see you.
I know.
This is incredible. I was telling, as I mentioned, that you have been coming on my show since mm-hmm. you were 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And how is Nashville treating you?
It's really good. Yeah, I just got back Tuesday night. And, yeah, it's really good. I've been writing a lot there. And, yeah, I'm a sophomore now at Belmont University.
Belmont. I was trying to remember where you were going to school. You sound incredible.
Thank you.
And I know that you were shooting a video. Mm-hmm. And has it been so incredible? I mean, this was your goal.
Yeah.
You've been working towards this.
Yeah.
And I know that you also did work in Los Angeles. You mm-hmm. made some recordings there. How mm-hmm. has it been different working in Los Angeles compared to Nashville?
So... For Lovey, I recorded in Nashville, but I did a music video this past summer in Los Angeles, and it was pretty last minute, actually. I didn't even know that I was going to, that there was a music video, and then a couple months before, they're like, oh, we're going to shoot a music video, can you do, like, July in Los Angeles? So they flew me out, and my mom came, of course, because, you know, and it was, yeah, we were there for... Basically, we shot the video in 24 hours. It's like Saturday, once I got there, Saturday late afternoon till like midnight. And then the next day from 8 a.m. to, they took me to the airport at like 4. So.
And your mom has come with you to every single one of your appearances on my show. Is this I was trying to think. I think it's the 15th time we've enjoyed each other's company on the air.
That's awesome.
Since you were a sophomore. So it's been 4 years, 5 years?
I'm 20 now, so.
I'm not. It has. It's just been so much fun watching you grow. I mean, even the depth of the material that you wrote when you were 15 years old was always dazzling. I know the senator was here. It was about two years ago.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that's so
weird.
I have like here with you, me and Scott Stantis, and we took a photo and everything.
Oh yeah.
So you're famous now. So we're just gonna go on eBay and
awesome.
It goes back to you, of course, all the money. So
thank you.
Yeah. How long are you in town for? Just the weekend?
Yeah, I actually go back Monday because I don't have classes on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And what is it like when you're in Nashville and you get the chance to sort of, you know, be around so many different performers? Because that really is a destination, mm-hmm. obviously. It's a goal mm-hmm. for so many.
I really like it because I feel like I'm more inspired and will write more when there's other people around me doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes me more motivated. So it's definitely made me write a lot more and want to play more gigs and write around type things. So it's really good.
That's the thing, is it can challenge you and inspire you.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, it's one of those things where everybody gets the best out of each other sometimes mm-hmm. when you're in that sort of environment. We'll hear more music from Tess Claire in just a moment. You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show. I'm the fill-in host tonight while he celebrates the holiday weekend on Patty Vasquez. More after this on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show, and I'm Patty Vasquez. I'm filling in for Steve as he enjoys the holiday weekend. And you can hear me regularly, Monday through Friday. I host the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 7 p.m. to 11, unless there's a game, in case we come in after that until 1 a.m. We are live with Jen Zanotti, Andy Mazur, and Dan Katowski in the studio. We have Pam Jones in traffic, Dave Schwann in news. And in our performance space, the Allstate Performance Stage, we have Tess Claire. Here she is playing I See You.
When I saw you for the first time, innocent blue eyes, I can't lie. There was more than a dark side. I can see through you, you can't hide. They told me you were dangerous. Stay clear, girl, you can never trust. Try to hold me back, cause they didn't know that you were cursed, but so beautiful. Cause I'm falling for you. Can you trust me? Can you come into the light? I see inside. I see you. I see you. Barely even friends when we first met. A fragile lover with secrets. couldn't leave you all alone. Don't care about riches, it's you who's gold. They told me you were dangerous. Stay clear, girl, you can never trust. Try to hold me back, cause they didn't know that you were cursed, but so beautiful. Cause I'm falling for you. Can you trust me? Can you come into the light? I see inside, I see you, I see you. Cause I'm falling for you. Can you trust me? Can you come into the light? I see inside. I see you. Oh, oh, oh. I'm falling for you. Can you trust me? Can you come into the light? I see inside, I see you, I see you. Cause I'm falling for you. Can you trust me? Can you come into the light? I see inside, I see you, I see you. I see you.
That's Tess Claire with I See You. We'll hear some, she has a holiday song for us coming up in just a little bit as well. Dan Katowski joins us. Senator Dan Katowski, now the president of CEO. President and CEO of ChildServe, helping families reach their potential.
She's so freaking talented.
I enjoy her music.
It's like when Kramer talks about Bette Midler on Seinfeld, which you, you know, you never watched it.
I did watch some.
No, you didn't.
I did.
With the pineapple frozen ice.
Oh, yeah. She's very talented.
Italian ice, yeah.
There
amazing.
You go. Senator, I wanted to check in with you about Giving Tuesday and
Thank
how people
you.
Can help out with kids and families right here in Illinois.
Yes, we have. Actually, we're very honored this year and blessed that the Healthcare Foundation of Lake County, of Northern Lake County, Healthcare Foundation of Northern Lake County has brought us a $5,000 match on Giving Tuesday.
Wonderful. Yeah, congratulations.
So match up
on
to $5,000. So we're very excited about it. I mean, this is going to help us to build better lives for children and families who are at risk so they can reach their full potential. Our whole team has been involved in filming videos and helping to promote it. And as you know, our whole team at ChildServe gets into everything that we do. And so we've really been promoting it. And there's ways in which people can help out for children in early childhood education, foster care and adoption, and housing for homeless young adults and teenagers. And it's just an exciting time for people to really give back and create opportunities for kids.
We will find out more about ChildServe and hear more about Tess's her adventures in Nashville. So thrilled to have you back in town, Tess. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to chat some more and hear another song in just a little bit. You're listening to the Steve Cochran Show. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, filling in while he enjoys the weekend. You're listening to the Steve Cochran Show, and I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, filling in for him while he enjoys the holiday weekend. I host Mondays through Fridays the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. unless there is a Hawks, White Sox, or Wildcats game, in which case we come on after the game until 1 a.m. Joining me in studio is Jen Zanotti. She's the host of the podcast Getting Zen with Gen Z, which you can find on WGN Radio Plus. Is it WGN Plus?
Yes.
Yeah.
WGN Plus on WGN Radio.
Excellent.
Or iTunes or Google Play.
By the way, there's that rope outside the window is really starting to distract me. There's a window cleaner who's dangling from just a rope with
right
a bucket.
Right over my shoulder.
And
yes.
You thought
Hello.
We left the showcase studio.
Yes. I was like, what is it? I know. Here I thought we weren't going to be able to wave to fans anymore, but that's dedication right there.
We have one right here.
Front row. He was camping out.
That's all right then. Hi, man with bucket on a rope outside the window. Dan Katowski joins us. Senator Dan Katowski is now the president and CEO of ChildServe, helping families reach their potential, in particular kids who have gone through traumatic situations. Tell us a little bit about Giving Tuesday and the gift drive you have going on.
Well, Giving Tuesday is obviously coming up mm-hmm. on Tuesday, and we have a great opportunity this year because the Healthcare Foundation, Northern Lake County, has provided a $5,000 match, and anybody can give and help us get to that level. I've posted something on my Facebook page to generate activity, but it's just a wonderful chance for people to give and provide support so Childcare is able to reach its goals and helping kids to reach their full potential so they can the best life possible.
Well, especially at the holidays, you know, we take for granted. And you know, there's always toy drives, Toys for Tots, and we know that there are kids who are going without. And at a time when so many people have magic in their lives and can really enjoy themselves, you want to give these kids something to make them feel, you know, feel joyous like everybody else.
Yeah, this is the first step of a series over the holiday that we try and figure out a way to make sure our kids have a really nice experience, because as you pointed out, Patty, many of them experience trauma in their lives, and the holidays don't necessarily bring up really positive memories. So we try and make as many positive memories as we possibly can for them. And last year we had close to 1,100 gifts that were donated.
Oh, that's wonderful.
$70,000 worth of gifts. And this year, because it was so successful last year, we had 400 more people want to provide gifts. So I think it's up to 1,500 people who are going to, kids are going to receive gifts this year, especially when we have more kids in our early childhood program. We expanded the number of kids living in poverty who are seeking to reach developmental milestones. And we have more gifts coming there, more gifts for kids in foster care, and more for kids who were previously homeless. So it's a great opportunity. We have dinner celebrations for them. We have opportunities to take them out on recreational outings, chances where they can connect with mentors and just really have a good experience. Like, you know, most kids in real stable families have a positive experience over the holidays. And what we're trying to do is make sure that they have that same chance and that same opportunity.
It gives them the best path forward. It really does. In order to have, you know, even mattresses. We talked about this before when you had kids that were in group homes where, you know, or the flooring had to be replaced, and just the simple things that, again, we don't really think of, but making it a difference in so many young people's lives.
Yeah, I think, and it's a lot of things that I talk to my kids all the time about, and I said that they absolutely take for granted you know, you just basically come home, food's there.
Right.
You know, you sign up for baseball, there's enough money for baseball. You got to get new shoes, the new shoes are there. And then but what's great about people who support ChildServe is all throughout the area, people ChildServe, they're donating backpacks, they're donating shoes, they're donating jackets, they're donating gifts over the holidays. They're just the school supplies, and people are actively involved. And we help 2,501 children and families every year. And the people out there, supporters, are a great part of it.
Well, and I'm so glad you could be here this morning along with Tess Claire, who we've been thrilled to welcome to the studio for over 15 appearances on my show. And one of the things I've always been drawn to you about is how big your heart is. And really, it shines through your music and your adventures around the world. And it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
What are your plans for the holiday season?
Well, I come back for winter break, and then I celebrate. Well, my mom is Jewish and my dad's like Irish Catholic. So we celebrate Hanukkah with my aunt and uncle, and that's usually not on actual Hanukkah. We just kind of find a time that we can all get together. And then I'm actually going to France for Christmas, so it's my first Christmas without my parents because my boyfriend's there. So,
oh boy,
yeah.
By the way, Andy Mazur was wondering where the
menorah.
Yeah, there's no menorah.
There's a Christmas tree in there, but yeah, I'm just saying
there is one in Stephanie's office. There's a menorah.
There is.
Represented. And this is not your first time going to France,
Mm-mm.
as you mentioned. Your boyfriend is from there.
Yeah. I've been with him for 4 years now, so it's been a long time.
See, how she started blushing. How cute is that? Did you meet him in Interlaken?
I actually met him before I went to Interlaken sophomore year. There was an exchange program with my high school for 2 weeks. We had to do like education outside the classroom.
Right.
And one of the years you can do a trip, and my French teacher was good friends with his English teacher at the school in France where he lives. And so we stayed with host families, and then I stayed with someone, and this guy in my class stayed, Connor stayed with my boyfriend at the time, and then we went to classes together and did activities, and that's how.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
It's a sweet story, and I hope that my son gets a chance to travel, because it makes a big difference in understanding more about where you have. Did you get a chance to study abroad when you were young, Jen?
I didn't. My sister did, but we have family in Italy, so we've been able to go.
There you go.
You know, several times, and it's an amazing experience.
That's wonderful. Well, you're going to celebrate Christmas in France, but we're thrilled that you're going to celebrate a little bit of Christmas with us with some music when we come back in just a few moments. Live music with Tess Claire when we return on the Steve Cochran Show. I'm filling in for him. It's Patty Vasquez. More on 720 WGN. It's so much fun hanging out with you guys. It is the Steve Cochran Show. I'm Patty Vasquez, filling in for him while he enjoys the holiday weekend. And we are thrilled to welcome all of our wonderful guests in studio. Jen Zanotti's here. We have Senator Dan Katowski from ChildServe. And again, please check out Jen's podcast, Getting Zen with Gen Z at WGN Plus, and visit ChildServe. Senator Katowski really does a lot of great things for kids and families all across the Illinois area. Hold on, we have to. What was that?
I'm sorry. We have a great team.
You have great folks at work.
ChildServe, www.childserve.org.
Leave the E off because
our work is not done yet.
I'm going to give you another tip. You never have to say www. Dot again. I'm going to take that away.
No,
from
I'm just doing it. I like it. It trails off my tongue.
It doesn't really. You know, we just were talking about how I never mean to.
You're so nice.
You know what's funny? It's not you. I get texts from people. They're like, please tell people to stop doing it.
I feel like our familiarity is breeding a deeper level of support between the two of us.
And appreciation.
Thank you.
And I apologize if you felt shamed in that moment.
I felt okay. I feel better.
I hope you feel the love. I'm just trying to help. We are thrilled to welcome back to the Allstate Performance Studio. This is her 15th performance on my show to kick off the holiday season with us. We are thrilled that Tess Claire is here and she's performing right now, White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
So lovely.
That's amazing.
Tess. Applause, Senator Katowski. I didn't mean to.
She is great. Fabulous. Her voice is beautiful.
That's Tess Claire. You can follow her on Instagram, Tess Claire, and find her music on Spotify, SoundCloud, all the places where you might enjoy your music. And by the way, she's going to come back in studio. We'll check in with her again. I have something I haven't announced on even my show. I will be moderating a mayoral's forum coming up in December. On December 11th, we are going to have a mayoral forum at the Copernicus Center, which is at 5216 West Lawrence. And we'd love to have you guys come out. If you have any questions, you can email Marlena at arenaforfit45.com with questions.
Well, that's great.
I've been watching is Carol Marine. That's she does a great job with those debates and forums and things like that.
Yeah, so, she's excellent.
Yeah,
you'll be terrific too.
I'm looking forward to it because it's an important race. We want to know who's going to be looking at making Chicago a city for everyone. So I'm looking forward to that. And by the way, The city is at its most dazzling in the holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love the city all year round, but it's more beautiful. And hearing White Christmas, Tess, with you today was just a wonderful way to start the weekend.
Thank you.
It was so much fun. Is that one of your favorite Christmas songs?
Yeah, I love Bing Crosby.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Like all Bing Crosby or just this
version? I mean, I know like other standards and like stuff that he's done, but also White Christmas, the movie and everything.
Oh, you like the movie?
Yeah.
The movie is my favorite.
And obviously the song.
Well, yeah. I just saw it for the first time last year. Did I ever tell you this?
The first time last year?
So we do a segment called Movies with Marines, and a Semper Film is what it's called. And it has a military tie-in.
Yes,
so we watch any military movies, and they had not seen it. They're all, you know, kids in their late teens, early 20s, and they loved it.
It's a classic. I've been watching that since I was little.
White Christmas. Holiday is what? What were we going to say?
Nothing.
Which one? What's your favorite?
No, I was going to say, no, keep going.
It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life is excellent.
I was going to say, what's the first movie that Bing Crosby was in where actually White Christmas was sung?
A Holiday Inn.
Yes.
With Fred Astaire. You
know, I need to watch that.
Well, yes. White Christmas is kind of a reincarnation. It's a similar storyline where they open this inn just for the holidays.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
There's some problems with Holiday Inn.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. They didn't know any better.
Right? No,
they did, but maybe they didn't know any better.
They got it better the second time.
They got it differently the second time, yes. It's a great movie. So what's one of your favorite holiday movies? It's a Wonderful Life. Andy, you got any favorite holiday movies?
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation, that's a good one.
That's a
very good.
Tess, what's your favorite?
I would say White Christmas.
Is White Christmas?
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Senator?
Well, I mean, just absolutely, It's a Wonderful Life is my far and away, because I love Frank Capra. But Christmas Story is also way up there.
Oh, okay, so truth be told, I've never seen Christmas Story. That's one where the kid gets his tongue stuck on the flagpole.
Yes.
Right? I've never seen it all the way through. I've seen it like out of order because they'll run it in a 24-hour marathon.
For 24 hours.
Right. But I've never, so it's jarring because I don't know exactly where it starts and where it ends, because I'll come in and out of the room when it's just playing, so I have no idea. I know there's a leg lamp or something, and you'll shoot your eye out.
And the rifle,
there's so many great.
And the wagon.
It's the story.
You gotta watch it.
Honestly, when I was little, it kind of traumatized me with the
bunny suit.
Yeah, when he got the tongue.
Oh, the tongue.
That really scared me. But I love that movie.
Cutting off the duck's head at the end.
The movie that traumatized me when I was a kid was Willy Wonka with Gene Wilder.
Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
My cousin Jeff had gotten a bubblegum machine, and he was chewing gum, and the light was coming through the window in a way that made him look purple. I was like 4 years old, and I started screaming.
And how old were you?
I was hysterical. I was 4 years old.
Four.
To this day, my aunt still makes fun of me for screaming at Christmas because I thought that my cousin was going to turn into a big blueberry.
I thought you had like tubes in your house or something that sucked people up the tubes. Yeah.
Like a Gustus Gloop.
How that could be scary.
It was terrifying. It's too trippy. I couldn't see totally that movie again until I was like 20.
It is. It still is. It's tough to get through it.
But I could see being traumatized by a Christmas Story too.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
We only have a couple minutes. Well, we only have a minute left, but I want to thank our listeners. 301, always great to hear from you. By the way, we've gotten messages from Michigan, New Mexico, Belgium. So thank you so much to our listeners all around the world today.
That's so cool.
Checking in with us. And While You Were Sleeping is a great Christmas movie. That's with Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman. That's one of my favorites. Do you remember that? Where Bill Pullman falls. The other guy falls on the tracks. We don't even remember his name. Yeah.
There's a great Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Taylor Leone, which is a great Christmas
movie. You like the sappy movies.
I do.
Love that.
I know that.
That's all
and
right.
Die Hard too. Have to watch Family Stone. Gotta watch Family Stone.
I promise I will watch Family Stone.
Yeah, Die Hard too.
It's good too.
Let's take a quick break here. I want to do a little crosstalk with Dane Neal, who's coming in to fill in for Bill and Wendy. More in a moment on the Steve Cochran Show. I was just hanging out just for a little bit. It's Patty Vasquez. More after this. Awesome. Tess Claire, I want to make sure everyone knows where to find you online. We weren't getting rid of you. She's like, okay, I'll just say that. That was so sweet. You're like, I guess I'm done now. We're about to turn it over, but before we do, where can people find your music and follow you on social media?
Everywhere on the internet. Spotify, Apple Music, any streaming service, YouTube. And then I have a website, TessClaire, TessClaire.com, that has my music as well. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, all of that.